GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
You know what we love? When you send us a text message and you tell us your first name and where you're texting in from. Murphy from Madison writes into us in the MTG text line 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Firefighter here. God bless you, Murphy. I bet we have more car versus deer moose than states like Florida have car versus alligator and flamingo.
I tell you,
this
funny,
is true.
I tell you, funny thing about Florida, a lot of deer collisions in Florida. Yeah, they run around like dogs down there.
You know what the flamingos, because they're pink, they stand out.
I don't see them. The caller called in about race car drivers in the last segment. Mm-hmm. And, well, there's an answer to that. They're strapped in, they have roll cages, and they wear helmets.
And they're not texting and driving at the same time.
Hey,
okay?
One of the safest rides in town is in the Indianapolis 500.
We also got a text message from a driving instructor. I wrote back asking them if they would call in on the secret squirrel line, gave them the number. We'll see if they do. And I told them, by the way, that they can call in and use an alias, a name like maybe Ford or Dodge or Edsel. Caller, hi, GHRT. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation? This quotewizard.com survey found that they are. What are you thinking?
Well, good morning, George and Rick. I got a couple different theories on this. When I grew up and started driving in the late 60s, early 70s, a lot of people were complaining back then about the Canadians were coming down. And as the time went on, I talked to a lot of the different Canadians that came down. Their method of driving was when something happened in front of them, they stepped on the gas to get out of the way, and they ran into the back of the main driver who stepped on his brakes, and we told him to slow down. That was one thought. You know, it makes a difference on if you're trying to get out of the way, you just freeze and lock up. The other part is, you know, they want to keep raising the age of when people get their license and permits. I was driving farm equipment and stuff like that at the age of 8 up through, so I had a lot of them. I had fuel bombs and did all kinds of stuff like that before I had my license. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with experience, but the biggest thing I see, and I even see law enforcement officers driving around, texting on their phone. I think the phone is the biggest culprit, but I don't think it's just the main driver.
Amen. I think it is the phone that is the biggest culprit, especially when you look and you see, and we told you this already, George read it, I read it to you, between 2016 and 2017, an increase of 1,669 car crashes. Why do you think? Blaine from Chelsea writes to us, come drive the Augusta Rotaries and see how bad we drive.
Well, I don't think anybody can say that main drivers are great, because we see a lot of things. I see it every day, passing on double yellow lines, running stop signs. It just drives me crazy.
Passing on the right.
But anecdotally, I don't know. You drove over in Scotland. And you got arrested. No, you didn't get.
I didn't get arrested in Scotland.
You get yelled at.
I got honked at because I didn't know that I had one of these eco-friendly cars that when you sit idle for a while, it stops. Press back on the accelerator, it starts up again. You try to drive, driving on the wrong side of the car, on the wrong side of the road, having to shift with your left hand instead of your right hand. Don't you say a word right now, because I know what you're thinking. There's no doubt drivers have become more aggressive over the past several years. Not a single day goes by at the office or someone doesn't have a story of your commute to work that morning and someone's almost caused an accident. All right, I got to go get at least one hand back on the wheel. You guys rock. God bless you.
I don't understand that some of the states that I drive in are ranked so high. I was looking at Pennsylvania. They're ranked 38. Well, that's a big state.
Have you ever driven
in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area?
It's all those Amish buggies in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get away from the Amish buggies. How about Philadelphia? I can't think of it. Or going down to Washington, driving around the Beltway.
You know, we mentioned the Amish buggy, and we should point out in Smyrna, the 15-year-old driving the horse and buggy that pulled out too fast and hit the tractor trailer, struck him. And it's good that the kids were only hurt, but the horse died. Caller, hi, GHRT. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation? What are you thinking?
No, I think it's all the people moving in from other states into the state of Maine. That's the problem.
Caller, hi, GHRT. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and 95.1 in Rockland. Do you think Maine drivers are the worst in the nation? This quick quote wizard survey says we are.
Absolutely. There's a yield sign in front of the Kennebec Savings Bank by the west side, Rotary in Augusta, and everyone just blows right by it. And when in Portland, you're in the crosswalk, the cars almost hit you, even if you got the lights on your side. So there's two instances where we're really bad drivers.
Tom in Auburn writes to us in text message form, "Hey guys, Route 302 has been closed due to an accident this morning. Just as you're talking about Maine having some of the worst drivers. Caller, hi, GHRT. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation? What's your opinion?"
Well, texting used to be illegal, but not talking on the phone. I used to have OnStar. You push a button and you talk. All cars should have had that. We would have never had these problems. You're just talking to your dashboard.
Dan from Bath writes to us, "Don't forget about all the people that are driving high on heroin and drugs." When did marijuana become illegal?
Well, but
I don't know if we've had any.
I understand the thought on that, but why would New York, a state that's got plenty of drug problems, why would they be ranked so much higher than we are?
Per capita, maybe?
I don't know. That's the reason this survey is questionable.
Well, again, they took the numbers straight from Maine.gov.
Yeah.
But then they try to compare state to state to state. "I drive truck all over New England. First of all, God bless you, truck drivers. Without you, we wouldn't have what we have in the grocery store. And I've never seen so many people that drive like they have a grudge. Try to drive the speed limit 95 through Bangor and see how people merge."
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
I don't think people understand the definition of merge.
Well, coming up some of those ramps onto 95, you take your life in your hands.
This person writes to us, "We have to get home before the beer gets warm." Caller, hi, GHRT. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation?
Hi. I don't believe so. But I'm going to tie in with what one of the guys said a moment ago, that it seems to be mostly what I find down towards the coastal region, like down east, going all the way down towards Portland. And I agree with that caller before. It's a lot of staters that move up here because I see them all the time. And it's just awful. I swear, I'm from the county originally.
Are you now?
And people, yeah.
Where?
And just as somebody else had said, I grew up with a field bomb. I had my family had tractors and equipment and stuff. And a lot of people up that way, of course, have started out driving long before they actually were driving legally.
Yeah. Where from the county are you? Where'd you grow up?
Me? I'm not in the county right now. No, I'm actually down in Ellsworth, but I'm from around Holton area.
Up Holton way. Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us, "Enforcement is also a problem. It seems the little things go unchecked. When was the last time you heard of someone being ticketed for failing to use a turn signal?" Boy, if we gave a ticket for every person. Then again, wait a second. If we fined every person that doesn't use a turn signal, just think of all the money in that big black hole of a general fund down there in
Well, we all think of it from our anecdotal experiences. I can tell you, I'm looking at the map, some of these states that are ranked so high, I'm laughing. Texas, I've driven in Texas a lot. Arizona, try driving around Phoenix. Just try it. and I'll see you at the bar or the doctor's office or wherever you're going later to calm your nerves down.
This person writes to us, "I think a big issue is the fact that we're so rural, and when you get people into Bangor and into Portland, they don't know how to drive in a city environment." Caller, hi, GHRT. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation? What are you thinking?
I don't know about the worst drivers. I drive truck for a living. There's a lot of inconsiderate drivers. They cut out in front of you. They don't merge onto the highway, and just a lot of that stuff there. It's gotten a lot worse over the years.
God bless you, truck drivers. We love you on GHRT. Caller, hi. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation? What are you thinking?
I don't think they're any better or any worse. If you add in mass transit for the amount of the population, I think that skews it. The second thing is ABS brakes. The third thing is the fact that their training standards in the state of Maine have diminished. Everybody on the interstate knows this because you watch and see. The minute the people get past you in the blind spot, they cut right in front of you and you have to lay on the brakes. Should lay on the horn.
Rick in Newburgh writes to us, namely to me because I made the faux pas. Those aren't merge signs. They're yield signs.
Yeah.
Caller, you get the last word for now. Are Maine motorists the worst drivers in the nation? What are you thinking?
I don't think we are the worst drivers in the nation. We might be some of the worst travelers because a driver needs to be licensed and a traveler doesn't.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.